Hello, hello, hello. Project Review with Q. Here we go. Asha, are you there?
Welcome, everybody. Happy day.
Happy day to you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautifulness to you. Before we start today, remind me to tell you the story about Q and his pet lobster. Okay. It's a great story. It'll take too long today, but you had the lead up. Anyway, it's a really, we have more family members, it turns out. So, anyway, how do you want to play today?
I always look forward to the song you've chosen.
Song I've chosen. Sometimes I don't always have a song. Why do you think I have a song today?
I know you have a song today.
Okay, I have a song. This is for, with warm regards to Andy Fletcher and his family. You wear guilt like shackles on your feet, like a halo in reverse. I can feel the discomfort in your seat, and in your head it's worse. There's a pain, a famine in your heart, an aching to be free. Can't you see all love's luxuries are here for you and me? And when our worlds, they fall apart, when the walls come tumbling in, though we may deserve it, it will be worth it. Bring your chains, your lips of tragedy, and fall into my arms. And when our worlds, they fall apart, when the walls come tumbling in, though we may deserve it, it will be worth it. And when our worlds, they fall apart, when the walls come tumbling in, though we may deserve it, it will be worth it. Did we start?
Wow, thank you. You know, every week you put in so much care and time and energy into these incredible songs. And I would love for you to elaborate on what this song means to you and why you chose it.
So, it's a privilege and an honor to be here, experiencing here. Great care goes into these songs, and that song is called Halo. And the lead singer, one of the primary people for that band recently passed away. That's a portion of it. To have the awareness that I have is an incredible responsibility. I take it very seriously. And I know we talked about this week, is if I have this information, what am I going to do with it? Knowing full well that when we produce all the shows with you co-creating with me around how duality works, challenging topics regarding propaganda, knowing full well when I participate in propaganda, I am propaganda as well. There's no way around not participating to explain propaganda. You are now propaganda yourself. It's an incredible responsibility. So when I see that this human experience, I want to help. I want to participate. And that song really explains how our participation here is our choice. And how we play and have fun and or we can go two different directions. We can play with duality, or we can play through our heart. I'll give you an example. Forgiveness is an unusual and exclusive trait of the human condition here, and I'll explain why. In order to forgive someone, they've had to do something to you, right? So that means you already started the process of judgment prior to forgiving. That's very unique and very rare in the universe, except here. So when I talk flip and frank about many of the things we don't prefer, I'm basically participating in a lower dimension, lower frequency. Otherwise, we can't participate together. As arrogant as that may come across, that's why we need to keep the subscriptions going, is now I can stay in tune and learn and be a participant. Anyway, that song explains a bit of what that messaging is from me today, is why do we keep putting ourselves in chains with decisions we make through our mind instead of our heart? And that's what that song's about.
Wow, incredible description. Thank you. This ties right into what I'd like to focus on today. And I'm going to begin with a quote by Walt Whitman. It's about Abraham Lincoln, and it's made famous by Robin Williams in Dead Poets Society. And it is, "O Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every wreck. The prize we've sought is won." Would you like to share anything about that quote?
Wow, you just nailed me, like just smoked me right there, huh? Wow, that was incredible. Of course, you pulled that one out. Well, it's, you know, to be of service to everyone today, I'll make it short and sweet. That's impossible. You're chatty Kathy, of course. I keep talking and talking. The opportunity in those words is that it's already here within us. It's already here, and we just have to utilize it and get back to using it, as repetitive it is. That's it. That's what that's about.
Wow. And I would say you are the captain of this universe. You are the captain of this planet. What would you say to that?
I'm in charge of janitorial services. That's correct.
Cleanup duty, huh?
I just see a mess and I want to sweep it up, I guess. People around me say, really? It is just where do we get to participate is just unbelievably fascinating. It's just endless creativity in our universe. And for all of you listening, you're the ones creating this universe. And I get to go participate in what you made, what you created. It's if anyone carries anything I say with weight, you all listening to me are the powerhouse. You're the ones driving the ship. It's your deliverables that I'm participating with. I hope that makes sense.
Oh, so beautiful. Thank you. Now, you've had tremendous success with Ocean Trek, and a lot of that is due to the way you hold 100% light. And until we hold 100% light, some people might find it challenging to respond to the world the way you do. So, for example, last week on Inspired with Q, you had mentioned just don't ever interact with darkness. If someone calls you six times in a day, just don't answer. And that works really well for you because you cannot be courted because you're 100% light. But for some people, let's say they only have 20% light, they're going to get courted by that person, especially if it's their mother, like we were talking about. And they're going to feel the pain of that person, the rejection of that person. So they might do better while they don't have 100% light. Letting them know, I love you, but I'm only going to take one call today, but I love you. And then there won't be all that courting and that negative energy. So I'm telling this story because you have such great information, and we need to comprehend that it is coming from someone with 100% light. And as we build up to that light, and which you do, you show us how to do that every day, which we're going to touch on as well. We also need to see what is our truth. So would you like to share about that?
Do you want to start on the courting, or what would be the, there's a lot of information. That's brilliant, by the way. Where do we examine this information and as you and I always are aligned, how do we put it into service and create solutions with it?
Great, thank you. Well, you holding 100% light is what we're all going for, is what you're emanating here, because it's so inspiring and it's the answer to everything. It's the answer to our projects working. And it's the answer to our relationships working and our life working, basically, is the more light we have, the more spirit we have, the more we can do anything, as you do. So the courting can only happen if we don't have 100% of our light within us. Is that correct?
Yes, although it's your choice. Right? The opportunity here is, I don't have memory. Many people watch me bludgeon dates and so forth, you know, like when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor. And then,
it's a joke.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So it's a little tricky. The value, I desire to bring is with the military implants that were in me. I've forgot what it's like to be someone who could be courted. That's how deep the lack of memory is. So you used to be Joe Blow. Yeah. Not to say didn't have value and purpose in this life, but now I don't, there's just no way for me to remember that you slapped me in the face. Pretty interesting, isn't it? And so that's where courting comes from, is we keep recycling the thought. And that's the difference between that is now we just described ascension right there.
Well done. Excellent. Thank you. We could also touch on the fact that this is a very emotional planet. And you, would you say you observe your emotions more than become your emotions?
Yeah, I do like playing with them though. At times, they do have value, depending on your situation. Only because there is so much duality here. So if you need to defend your situation, boundaries, things like that, I have found a lot of value in emotions. But once you utilize your horsepower, they're all gone, and you must take great care when you defend yourself and or express yourself with your heart. It's much different than using your brain. Very difficult for me to explain. I'm always looking for you to help me with that.
Thank you. Beautiful intro. So let's say it is your mom that's calling you six times a day, and you love her and you know that she's scared. So you tell her, I can't take all your calls. That's one thing. You're just being loving. You're coming from your heart. But let's say there's a stalker or a psychopath who's just trying to get your energy, calling you six times a day. That's a situation where you can separate from that and realize that person is in the dark, and therefore any engagement with them is not going to honor anybody. So you can sort of suspend your emotions because you're not really dealing with the spirit there. Would you say that's accurate?
That is perfectly accurate. Yeah. Do you allow people to break in your home? Do you allow people to from the county to come over and say, you need to take a shot? You're not. That is a symptom, a reaction to duality, right? So why wouldn't you use your little horsepower to create your perfect, exciting boundaries in the expression of yourself. Does that work for you?
Oh, that's perfect. And it brings me to the reality that I see within you, which is that you dedicate your entire life force into the moment, into your truth, into your heart. So everything is not you don't think it through. You respond from the truth in your heart. And when you see darkness, you don't interact with it. Whereas a lot of people, let's say they have 20% light, they might have to ponder that for a moment. Maybe not, but your response to some people might seem like it's heartless because they're tied up in societal beliefs and do's and don'ts and what you have to do to be cordial, that type of thing. But that harms them. And that's what a lot of people have difficulty comprehending, because they're going down a path of darkness by going according to their beliefs or their programming. Would you like to share about that?
Yeah. So it's real interesting. Where do we get programming? So if we're perfectly in peace before we get into these bodies, And the caveat, of course, is the recycling system and or reincarnation system is enhancing these beliefs. Where's our baseline? Where's neutrality then? And that's my question for you. Why can I get back to neutrality every moment? But we might say a lot of the population can't. Where that's my real question is why can't I explain it? What is baseline and neutrality for peace?
Oh, brilliant question. Thank you. You know, from my perspective, the human being with a spirit is so compassionate, so loving, so wanting to be light. And when they are told this is for the greater good and they want to do good, you know, they can be led astray, and you know, just like what they did with the jab. If you don't get the jab, you're going to kill your grandmother, and which is a lie. But people feel guilty because, again, they want to do the right thing. So it's really not a negative quality. Go ahead.
Okay, what was that? If I don't get the jab, I'm going to kill my grandmother. What was that? I want to see this one.
That was the propaganda. Yeah, if you don't get the jab, yeah. You're going to, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is so. I miss so much by not looking at the machines. Wow. Was that a commercial for getting the jab?
Ongoing.
Really? That's so cool. When is COVID 1000 coming out? Because I want to see that one.
Some lower timeline somewhere.
It'll be at another time. Yeah. Cool. No, brilliantly put together. I'll work endlessly to explain my perspective on, so if I know what it's like to be out of here and be back in here and out of here and here, and I have to work really hard and take great care of that. To participate is to participate. And so we've ripped apart every religion and the Osmond family. No, we didn't. We haven't done the Osmonds yet.
Not yet.
But their religion is pretty interesting. So anyway, I'm just thrilled to be of service, and that's why all of us are participating with Project Review Q, and I'm quite sure we can standardize the new evolution here so we can all have more sustainable peace. And that's why I do this show, because it's still very, very exciting for me. And to reach out to all these people is just so thrilling, to learn their perspective. I learn way more from the people I call and talk to week in, week out than I'll ever be able to teach. I'm quite convinced of that.
Thank you. Would you say aligning with your spirit is your true power?
Nothing more, nothing less. How could I tell you what you are, where you are, how you are? You get to be. Can't you see?
Is that a song?
Someone's going to steal that. I know it.
So what takes us away from aligning with our spirit is living fractured, which would be simply living through the mind, which makes us ineffectual. And that is the trickiness of what society and all the do's and don'ts sort of lead us astray. So when we don't process through the mind, it comes naturally to really align with the spirit to grow your power. Would you give people another way to do that? You've given them so many, but anything new?
Thank you so much. the great opportunity here is to use some of these systems, is my assessment, that are possibly viewed as negative. So when we look at counselors, psychotherapists, psychologists, at some point they could be a very big service to us if we could make them aware that we're processing information reactively or proactively, is where I would position us. So when I use my consciousness, your heart, whatever words you like there, and we're limited by an English language, of course, that is designed so we can't explain this vast information. It compartmentalizes it, isolates it, if you like. When you feel your way through life, and especially in your projects, very important as we move our projects forward, when you feel the information and then translate it, as I've said a million times, through the mind's eye, dream forward instead of backwards. Don't react to it. So if we could use some of the systems that are here to re-educate our great innovators in the medical industry. Don't get me wrong, there's some incredible people, but look at who invented the modern medical system. It's not very old. It's only 5 minutes old. Your hospitals have only been here a few minutes. So that's my suggestion. And I feel that should start at a very young age, at explaining to children that you can be in peace or you can go react to the world's situations. You have one choice or the other. You can be proactive in your heart center, or you can be reactive when you go and play in the playground. That's where I suggest we start.
Brilliant. Thank you. And this might be redundant, but this is so important. I'm just going to say it in a different way. So the power of the dark has been to stimulate a direction for us to go in, to take us away from spirit, truth, and our happiness. And what would you say is the best way for people to get organized, to take back their power and continually stimulate themselves toward aligning with their spirit?
We can cut this piece of paper a lot of different ways, can't we?
Yes, I'm excited to see how you cut it.
Yeah. So I'm always working to make it sweeter and shorter in a way that it resonates with people so they can feel the information. And coming from outside this dimension and being in this dimension, here's what it looks like to us. Our team, many people here will be able to recognize this information. Many may not. This is a dualistic planet that is losing ground being dualistic. Duality here is losing momentum tremendously, because we're not participating with it as much. And that's the purpose of all these shows, by the way. So the less you play with them, the less they can participate with us. See, we're participating with them and or duality because we're choosing it. But if we don't choose it, it goes away. It can't survive. So the harvesting of our incredible horsepower is going away because we're starting to recognize, I just don't prefer those dualistic choices. It's real simple. I have a very dear person close to me who participates by marketing incredibly advanced identification systems to get into buildings, to get into businesses, to record who, what, where, when, even to the detail of an eye scan, a thumb, a fingerprint. They do it to survive because they believe that they need to have shelter, they need to eat, and they don't recognize that that is a stair step, that is a stepping stone to mass control of a population. They don't understand it. They're happy to make their six-figure income and live their happy little life, not realizing that that stair step has 50 more already planned for them. And I'm this is not a negative story, this is a positive story. So we can't see these bad guys' little plan because we're not able to go forward and backward in time like myself. So that's the service and help I want to be, is duality is creating an opportunity for us to make a choice, and we can't smell it. We can't see what direction it's being directed towards us. And so that's why we're doing these shows. I hope that was a good answer.
That was a great answer. Excellent. Thank you. Very good example. So when we interact on the higher, let's say higher frequencies, there's so much playfulness. We're telling jokes where nothing is serious. And everything down here is like a play. And when it's play, then we make choices like little children. And things tend to work out, even if we don't know how, even if we don't take the steps. They seem to work out because we're in alignment with the frequencies where everything is aligned with spirit. Would you like to share about that?
Are you flirting with me? Because, you know, my girlfriend's listening.
Hi, mermaid. I love you.
I love her too. She's amazing. Okay, so can you put it in a little different give me a little different direction with that? I'm close to understanding that, but give me one more shot at it. Is that okay?
Yes, and I'd love to use the mermaid because she's such a great example of living in the moment, doing what she loves the most, and being playful. And, you know, she's so innocent. Every response is right from her heart. And everything works out for her. So that and living in the higher frequencies, how do you bring it here into the different lower frequencies of seriousness?
Well, you know, that's perfect for, okay, so I'm with you now. What are the solutions? What is the action that we can do to put our next step forward for what you just said? Love it, love it, love it. Okay, so I was recently talking to someone who's not sure which direction to go, and a little in confusion. So the emotion of confusion when you stop and look around at your life is really, really positive. Confusion is the greatest emotion that I have observed in the human body. And I know we've talked about it quite a bit, but I'll do it again just to see if I can direct it in a way that gets us more opportunities. Confusion is the hindrance of the dark, big time. And the way this type of human's been engineered is to have massive amount of memory, massive amount of emotions, like you've heard me say many times before. But the spirit, your collective consciousness with all of us, has fought through many of those emotions, and confusion is one of them. Confusion is your heart feeling, I don't think I should go in that cave because I feel there's a bear in there. Okay, confusion is awesome. Now, just use it a little more and favor the that gut feeling in the heart. Now put it into play when you're going to go and mow the lawn, grocery store, etc. And as tiring as it may be to hear me, the more you practice with it, the more you exercise with it, the more you will not listen to this show.
Thank you. Now you've had incredible success with Ocean Trek. Were you ever confused about that direction?
Yep. So what's interesting about Ocean Trek is, and by the way, all the folks that have sent in their ideas and suggestions, this next week I'll be reaching out to you. And participation. We need great inspiration. And I'm inspired to reach out to all of you. That's correct. Why coming at you anyway? Going into the abyss of looking for a floating school bus. Now I'm going to make a decision. Who has a floating school bus? And what do we do to participate with? Business people, in this case, academics, a lot of heavy, lower frequency decision making happens when you go look for a floating school bus, or at least in my case, it was. So, no doubt, people who have assets, they want to weight it and measure it based on a perceived value. And that's why I was so excited about Ocean Trek to be a template for everyone else's projects. And we've got good 6, 7, 8 examples now, and we can standardize. And that's why I want everyone to keep their subscriptions. That's why I wanted to keep everyone on the Rolodex here, is because now we can mass communicate what is the common theme for successes and projects. The confusion I observed is dealing with people who have a perception that they want to charge you, measure the weight of an asset. That's been the biggest confusion, is why. So I want the world to be free of cell phones. We were using that one a lot. I want children to get off their cell phones, as an example. And can I have your vessel? Because I think it would make society a lot happier if children could have water day camps, water homeschooling groups, water, anything to get people on the water. And so when I promote that, that's great. That's really cool. Man, that's a great idea. I'd rather, but this thing is worth this, and I need you to pay for it. So I can't break them out of the cycle unless they go to a 3-week course on where money is coming from. That's very confusing to me. They don't realize that they're in a financial control program. It's incredibly confusing. So who am I going to participate with, knowing full well confusion is a clue to me, is a tool that, is there a glimmer of hope? Is there just a little hope there where they'll make a concession with their heart and their mind? And that's where I chose to go with all the vessels I looked at for years and years, years and years. I started and I finally found someone that had just a glimmer of door open where they could help and participate with my inspiration, our inspiration. So many people's inspiration to do these water day camps and so forth. So yeah, that was a great example. And so now I feel that I'm ready. In many other projects, I feel we're all ready to show where that confusion is actually more horsepower. Did that come out okay?
That came out great. Thank you. And how long have you had this passion for Ocean Trek?
It's never left me. It's always been with me. I can't remember a day I did not want to share the experience of being on water. mind controlled or otherwise. It's always been there. Look where all our cities are populated. They're all next to water. I know we're aquatic creatures. I know all of us favor this type of mammalian has a lot of aquatic desires, not only because the engineering of this type of mammalian, when our spirit comes into a physical body, it recognizes that it's on a water planet. So it anneals and calibrates and configures to the type of planet you're on. So when you get on a water planet or a rock planet, so many of us relate to being lion beings, cat beings. This planet's unique because it has it all. It has every type of genetics you can imagine here, at least as far as mammals go. It's a melting pot for sure. Those terms I agree with. Well, when you're on a water planet, you have to align with water and look at the percentage of water that's in your body. So that's always come naturally to me, and I feel everybody feels the same way. They like going on the lakes. They like to be near a river. The ionics of water, you drink water every day. You are water. So yeah, it's always, always, always been with me. And so everyone has that. Everyone has some desire like that. Maybe not around water. Maybe it's around trees. Maybe it's around mountains. Maybe it's around snow. But I guarantee you, if you're in love with the forest, you're still in love with water. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, very much. Thank you for that. So if this has always been within you, why now? Why is it coming together now?
So I do my best to repetitively speak about this question, and I thank you so much. And I'll work very hard all the time to make me the spiritual crash test dummy and be a template and a model so we can really do our best to have fun and be super happy here. Say it one more time. Say it one more time, Ashen.
You have had this passion for as long as you existed. Why now? Well, why is it coming to fruition now?
Why now? That's why I wanted you to say it again. Why now? When is now?
Now is now.
Yeah, so when I started this journey, like all of us, I'm not unique. I'm just like you, just getting a lot of the restrictions removed from this physical body. Why now is to prove that we can do it. So I'm doing it right before your very eyes as your spiritual crash test dummy, because I had to make a decision to take on duality and take on propaganda. If I have a secret that I couldn't live with, I really wanted to share it. I couldn't, there's no way I could stay here any longer without telling my story and then put boots to walk in and just prove that we can create synchronicity, positive synchronicity for us each and every moment, each and every day. That's why now.
Wow, what a gift. Thank you for that answer. I was really excited when you were telling me about the conversation you had with your ship. Would you please share that with us?
Well, oh, Captain, oh, Captain. All right, a little redundant. So when you're able to see material items, they're living. They're alive. They have history. Some of them are karmic. Some of them are not. When you can touch a piece of furniture, as an example, it's look at the life of a piece of furniture. It was a living tree. In this example, it would be a wooden chair. That was a living tree. It has a history of being alive. And then when you cut it down, it has a history of being murdered. Could be murdered gracefully and or tree. I would really love to make a chair out of you. And I love you so much. Do you mind being a chair? And it says, no, I don't want to be a chair. And then you go to the next tree. It goes, I can't wait to be in your house as a chair. Okay, so material items have a recording system in it. And I've used epigenetics as one type of recording. There's many different types of recordings in material items. I don't care for the word material, but ease of communication. So in this case, you have a vessel, a marine vessel, that has all sorts of materials in it. In that example I gave you, it has wood, it has steel. The people who built the vessel took either great care or they didn't. The people in this case who manufactured, built, constructed, designed, engineered this vessel, all of those energetics are in this vessel. What it was used for its entire career, those energetics are in this vessel. And this vessel, it's a very long story, I'm giving you a very short version. This vessel cannot wait to do exactly what Ocean Trek is about. It's truly a floating school bus, and it cannot wait to leave the dock because it has not had the chance to do it repetitively. It wants to go. It just wants to go. It was designed to go and fulfill Ocean Trek's desires and needs. It's not a boat. It's a living being. That's why they're always called women. That's why they're named after women. That's why there's always mermaids on the bow. My dear mermaid reminds me of it every day. You must take care of women. If you don't take care of women, they're not going to take care of you. It's just that simple. It's a vessel. It's even called a vessel. It houses you. It feeds you. It protects you. It takes care of you. It will save your life when you're floating at sea. I hope that made sense.
Oh, that was so fun. Thank you. Would you share exactly what she said to you when you asked her?
When we leaving? I want out of here now. I want to go. That's it.
Has she asked you where you're going to take her?
No, she doesn't even care. Doesn't even care. Just out of the bay I'm in. I would like to go. There was a subtle conversation about warm weather is not her favorite. She would really like to be in the North Pacific. She'd like to be on the West Coast of America because she's also annealing with my passion. Very interesting that a material item with all this energetics says, well, where do you want to go? It actually asks you back. Just like my pet lobster.
So would you say she can feel your true love for her and therefore you already have a relationship with her that's intimate?
Right. And I'll work tirelessly to explain how can you have a relationship with a material item? How can you fall in love with something? Isn't that ego driven? No, it's not. It's annealing with your desire now, isn't it?
Great way to put it.
It just goes, what do you want to do? I don't know. So it's much different than the guy that goes, look at my new Corvette, man. Yeah. Well, now if the guy really loved driving his Corvette fast around the racetrack, it would actually sustain life perfectly for him. It's quite a conundrum here, isn't it? It's like everyone's always wants a Corvette, right? So, being facetious, I don't. But anyway, using the tools that are here are for us, as you heard the song, as we started today, using these tools, it's all for us. We made these things. Go love them. Be in alignment with your love and in synchronicity for these material items is my suggestion.
Wow, thank you. It's so exciting hearing about that. Now, many times, you know, we're really looking for ways to help people align with what you've aligned with, the whole coming together of their project. And I often find quotes, and I realize you at some point wrote those quotes in a different body. And there's one that I love by Goethe, or Goethe. Some people call him Goethe. And it is, "For a man to achieve all that is demanded of him, he must regard himself as greater than he is." Would you like to share about that?
Greater than he is. Is that possible?
Yes, because a lot of times we see ourselves as merely human, and that means something less than divine. And to me, that quote is, we are divine. Let's live as if we are divinity.
Absolutely. Perfect. Perfect. You answered your own question.
I like it better when you answer. Would you like to share something else about that?
So if we're just right now, and you are you, why don't we go be us? Let's own it. Let's put the suit, let's put the tie on, and let's just really, really hold perfect space from our heart. That's what that saying's about. Let's really, really do it with great respect and great care of how incredibly powerful we are when we are excited to do something. That would be my re-summarization of the same knowledge.
Love it. Thank you. I'm so glad you elaborated. Now, this is another one from you. And this one reminds me of the mermaid. Anything you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Please share what that means to you.
Yeah, so the mermaid is exceptional, and we will start a project around this, I'm quite convinced. She's exceptional at what she calls starting the dream machine. And she watches the dream machine. It's very important that we all get used to using the dream machine. And that's her gift to humanity. When you stop dreaming through your heart, something's affecting you. There's lots of different reasons why the dream machine doesn't work. And I'll speak for her a little bit. Your environment, your biosphere, your relationships, family, friends, whatever. But the dream machine works consistently. It never stops dreaming. It will never leave you. It will always be there. And so the words you gave us are from the mermaid. And even though it's translated maybe through that body, the dream machine will coach you. And my suggestion, of course, you use your emotion of confusion to favor the dream machine, or at least understand when the volume is turned down on the dream machine or turned up. That is the horsepower I suggest we use in all our projects, is the dream machine. If you can't dream your next incredible excitement, then you got it, that there's your opportunity for observing confusion. It would be one idea. Does that help, you think?
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And here's another one that you probably wrote with her in mind or in your heart. Love grants in a moment what toil can hardly achieve in an age.
Perfect. You just explained duality, didn't you? That's exactly when you go play, you work so hard putting that square peg in the round hole, and it doesn't work, but you keep, because you're so powerful, you do get that square peg in occasionally. That's what that statement's about, is why do I just keep forcing my life? Because this planet with mind energy, it works a lot. there's some very, very model successful people here because they have controlled and manipulated thought so well. They've mastered it. And that is how duality works. Look at all the rich people who have really controlled their environment and been defined as successful. They're actually toiled with the dualistic energetics of this type of family. Hope that made sense.
Excellent. Once again, thank you. And even the way the mermaid found you and got to you is a perfect example of how love can break through mountains. I mean, everything was against her getting there, and she made it. You know, it's just a miracle. And that's how she lives her life. So she's a really good example of that.
She's the only mermaid I've seen get on a swing set. It's the only one I've seen.
But it had to be by the beach.
It had to be by the beach. Yeah, it had to be. It definitely was. I feel one day we will tell that story. So it's a project in itself. Is once you know, that's a metric. So I will tirelessly give examples to. Once I know I've got to is different than I think I have to. And any suggestions I'm open to, so any project people out there, if we can put a root cause analysis together and make it a project for, you know, our next generations, I would love to hear it. And please send in your suggestions and projects.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to be respectful of BBS. And Don, would you like to share any updates before we go?
Update. What is an update anyway? I was looking at the word forgiveness. Nest, give for. Let's see. Okay, so couple opportunities here is you heard me mention Ocean Trek is going to need some staff. So I'd like to start polling people and see where they want to play with this first vessel come January. And so go ahead and flood me through BBS. I'd like to see how many people we've got. Again, we only keep up with subscribers in real time. So if you subscribed 6 months ago, we're not going to see you. So just why don't we do it this way so we can be in real time? Got your message, Galena. Nas will be with you this week. Many other project holders, Sovereign Movement for Lithuania. I'll get to you. Love that one, by the way. Good day, music request. Thank you, Don. Let's see. Haven't heard from Q is interesting. The children's books, folks, I'll get to you there. The children's books is interesting because it marries with what we're talking about today. And so that's what I'm hoping. We needed this time to create a bigger population so that I can also get you backfilled with people that are inspired with projects just like you. So this nice lag and observance of population is very, very positive because it gets you to look at your projects and it gets you to really look at yourself and or what you need. And the people that are coming in now, all the new subscribers, they're going to be a resource for you. And so that's why, you know, we've only been at this 5-6 months here. And so it's really positive. There was one other person that I have. I think I'll just hold my tongue for now because we're running out of time. But look at the project process here, and it should start to make sense. We've got, I think I'm going to put a call out to Aseti and show them somehow they've done this without any coaching. It's just amazing what the kids camp that Arceti has done over the years. Look at forthepeople.space. Somebody did that because they were excited. Look what Lucia Nicole Evans has done because of the way that she makes decisions. Look how Dr. Neil is making decisions. Look how Ocean Trek is making decisions. Look how Kristen and Christopher are making decisions. Look how Project Views. That's my great, great passion, is to give us a model baseline and then standardize it so that we can really just have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time and beautiful life. What do you say, Asha?
I love it. Thank you. That was wonderful.
So we're making some nice headway here, and just stay with us. And I can't wait to do this again. And I love you all. I love you all. Have a beautiful day, Asha.
Thank you, Q. And thank you, Christopher and Kristen and the Mermaid and Dawn at BBS. We're so grateful for everyone, all the listeners. Thank you so much. Blessings.
And Super Doug. Super Doug,
oh, yeah,
too.
Super Doug.
Doug Dunn.
We love Doug.
All right. The Super D's. Okay, have a beautiful day, everyone. Thank you so much for following and having faith in me and yourself. Love to you all. Good day.